Wir haben daf nun sein am mit Aleph in der Mischne. Neusnin kalfef leir divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that each year we give a kalfef. So Rashi says, kshabo limdoit ha-tchumim, when one measures the tchumei ha-ir, ein moidedin min ha-tchumim, one does not, min ha-choyma, one does not measure from the wall, אלא מרחיק עין עמו ושיריים כחוצר המשכון ומסחיל לימדויד. First, one gives a difference, an area of עין עמו ושיריים, that is the kalfif of the year, and then one starts measuring. That's דברי רבי מאיר. וחכמים אומרים, and the חכמים hold, לא אמרו קלפף אלו בין שתי עיירות. The whole din of קלפף was only said between two עיירות. Now the Mishnah continues. אם יש לזו שבעים עמו ושיריים, ולזו שבעים עמו ושיריים, עושה קלפף אשתיהן ליעס אחד. So the two קלפיפס make that these two ayores become one. V'chein gimul kforim ha-meshuloshim. If you have three kforim which are meshulosh, and that we'll see in the Gemara and in Zainam at Beis exactly what this means. Im yesh ben shnayim chitzaynim. If there are between the two ayores ha-chitzaynim, Meyo va'arboim va'achas u'shlish. There are two kafifais between the two shnayim chitzoinim. Osa emtsoi eshloshtom liyeis echot. So the emtsoi makes that all three become one, and this we need a birur, and we'll see on dafnan zayin on the base. Zekterashi kuf mem aleph u'shlish amo. Hainu beis kalfifais. I think Rashi wants to tell us more than poshita arithmetic. We know the sheer kalf of his ayin amo vishlish, ishtei shlishim. I think Rashi wants to tell us something more, but we'll see in the Gemara later and afnan zayinam at beis what Rashi is telling us. Liyais achas. Now all ayores become one. Va'yoytze lo leches derech chavoto chutzolo moideid mechaymes chavoto ve'ilach. So you start measuring mechaymes chavoto ve'ilach. From there you start measuring the tchum Shabbos. V'chein gimel kforim ha-meshuloshim meforish b'gemore. Zok te gemore menoha nimili that there is such an inyan that you give a kalfef le'ir. Omar Rove the Omar Kro mikir ha'ir from the wall of the city v'chutza. Omra toira ten chutza, first give a chutz v'achar kach medoit, and afterwards one should start measuring. This is the svara of Rameya. Ten chutza zoktarashi kalfef. V'chachomim oimrim loy omru kalfif elo bein shtei ayores. Itmel, Rav Huna omar noisin kalfif lozu v'kalfif lozu. That if you have two ayores, so each ear gets a kalfif. According to the Chachomim. If there's one ear, there's no kalfif. But if there's two ayores, so each ear gets a kalfif. Chia barav omar kalfif echod l'shtein. When there's two ayores, then we give both of them a shir of one kalfif. Zok te gemore, let us see the Mishnah. Nan, v'chachomim oimrim, loy omru kalfif, elo bein beiz ayores. That's l'cheire d'rehitis loshen ha-mishnah. Rav Meir says one ear also gets one kalfif. Noisen kalfif lo'ir. One city gets a kalfif. The Chachomim say lo'y omru kalfif. You only give a kalfif ben shtei ayores. Abal kaponim v'istachos that when there are two ayores, there's one kalfif. So that's klo like chiyah barav. Tiyufte de Rav Huna. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Omer lecho Rav Huna my kalfif. Kalfif does not mean the Ashir kalfif, no Teiris kalfif. That the whole Hilchis kalfif that was given was only if there are two ayores. If there are two ayores, then there's Hilchis kalfif. And by two ayores, Hilchis kalfif is that there's a kalfif for each ear. Ula oilam kalfif lezu v'kalfif lezu. That's Rav Huna's teretz. Ochinami mistavre. The attack, there are two kalfifes by two ayores, according to the Chachamim. Midiktoni seife. Im yesh lozu ayin amo vishirayim. Lozu ayin amo vishirayim. Ois kalfif eshteyim. Li ois echot. So the kalfif makes from both of them one. So the poshet the raya is hastis because l'chay this is a hemshech of the Mishnah, and we see klal that if by two ayores each ear has a kalfif from yesh lezu ayinama v'shirayim. So the kalfif that each city has. So that kalfif makes that both cities are considered like one large city. That's Poshep Shad. So Asemis wants to say, Oise kalfif does not mean the kalfif that each city has. You see that kalfif means the Teiris kalfif. The Oise kalfif, the Teiris kalfif that applies by two cities, that makes that they become one. Says here, kalfif. Of Al Kaponim, so we see from the Sefer that by two ayores there are two kafifes, and this is like Rav Huna. Shma mino, so fakertos, aray to Rav Huna that by two ayores there are two kafifes. Frek de gemore, leime te heve te yufte de chie barav. So bezoi, it's a kasha on chie barav. Chie barav said that by two ayores there's only one kalfif. Omer lecho chiyah barav. So chiyah barav said, homoni rab meiri. That means we have three bavis in the Mishnah. The first bavis, noisning kalfif leir divrei rab meir. Second bavis, v'chachamim oimrim leyomru kalfif ele ben shtei ayos. When do you give one kalfif? When there are two ayos. Now, im yesh, that's the machloikis. Now we're going back to Rav Meir. The Rav Meir says that each ear is entitled to a kalfif. So now Rav Meir says, im yesh lozu shivim ama vishirayim, lozu shivim ama vishirayim, oisei kalfif eshteyim li ois echot. So the kalfif that each ear has, that kalfif connects both cities. So this is not a continuation of the Divrei Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, by two ayores, there's only one kalfif that is given. This is going back to, this is a machloikes vacha kach stam. Going back, the Tana was saysim, according to Rav Meir, that by two ayores, there are two kalfifes. Hamoni Rav Meiri. So, Rashi, har seifes stomhi. This is before you had a machloikes. And now it's a machloikis v'achakach stam. V'lav maskone de milse de rabononi. Fakir, this is a new din. This is a stam mishnah like Rav Meir, that by two ayores there are two kafifis because each ear is entitled to a kaf. Frek de gemore, I Rav Meir hi, hatoni le'reishe. So why does he have to repeat Rav Meir's memory? He said it already. Noisnim kafif leir divrei Rav Meir. So why does Gemara tzrich? The ima he have amin chad lechod v'chad letarti. I wouldn't know the mathematical cheshbon that one ear gets one kafif. Maybe by two ayores you also give one kafif. It's not oiskeshlosen that by two you give one to each one. So I would make a mistake. I would think, according to Rav Meir, that by two ayors, you also give one karfif. Kamash melon, the letarti trei yahavin elu. That by two ayores, each one is entitled to a separate karfif. So that's why you need the sefer. Ve'i yashmin en hoche. If we would say the sefer, mishum de dechika tash mishtayu. Because two ayores is dechika tash mishtayu. Avol hosom deloy dechika tash mishtayu. But by one year, it's not dechika tash mishtayu, ein maloi tzrich. Now, the pashtus of the Gemara, whatever dechika tash mishtayu could mean, but l'cheira, the pashtus of the Gemara is as follows. That by two ayores, since it's trika tash mishtayu, so then you give kafifais. Avol, obo by one ear, deloy dechika tash mishtayu, you don't give a kafif at all. So I would think that what Rav Meir says, you give two kafifais by two ayores, because by two ayores, we get a cheshben of dechika tash mishtayu. But by one ear, we don't have this cheshbon. So I would think without this cheshbon, there's no din of nesinus karfif. It's kamash melon, that the din of nesinus karfif is a filo without the chiketash mishtayu. That's lechayre de ivre in the Gemara, that the chiketash mishtayu is a sibe for giving kafifois. And without the chiketash mishtayu, you don't give kafifois. And kamash melon, that karfif is not totally with the chika tash mishtai. Now let us see Rashi, which l'davoini I don't understand what Rashi is marich over here. V'imeho, so Rashi says mi seife, if it would say the seife, the mairi b'shtei ayores, the seife is speaking about two ayores. Hosom hu de kama Rav Meir, af al gav de ike kalfef lechol chode. Even though there's a kalfef lechol chode, omrinon chode hu. So, this Rashi is lechere, zeichet, it's not so clear. The meduba is not about chode or not. That's understood. The chiddush is that you give two kafifes. Af al gav the ike kafif lechol chode. Forget that is the sibah why it's chode. Af al gav the ike kafif lechol. Even though there's a kaf of each one, amrinan chodehi. We say it is one, which this lashon is very unclear. But let's go further. Further it gets much worse. So there, what do we say? Mishum de tchiko tashmishtayu. Because it's dochok de tashmish. The hoyo. So Rashi explains, what does that mean, de tchiko tashmishtayu? The hoyo ukrevois. Since these two ayores are close one to the other, ein lahen noye ha'ir bebeis kafifois. There's no noye ha'ir. So Rashi comes in all of a sudden, speaking about noye ha'ir. Since these two are close, there's no noye ha'ir, adi ike tvei, till there be more. That means two kafifais, there's no noye ha'ir. Fine. Adi ike tvei, for noye ha'ir, you need more. Hilkach, therefore. So what's the therefore? Therefore, since there's no noye ha'ir. B'chayra, that's even Rashi. Since there's no noye ha'ir, also kalfif eshtayin liyosachas. Therefore, it became one. Now again, Rashi is not talking anything about giving kalfifis. Rashi is speaking about something else. Why it becomes one. Rashi is speaking about why did it become one. Das badat Rashi. I mean, Agamor al-Lachair is speaking about something else. Agamor is speaking about that I would think two ayores, you give two kafifes. One year, you don't give at all. And the Rashi is talking about, the Rashi is speaking about something else. Rashi says that the hoyulakrives ain't lehem noyehir. Since they are close, so they don't have noyehir. The base kafifis, two kafifis is not noyehir. Adika tvei, till there be more. Hilkach, therefore, since there's no noyehir lechayre, also kafif eshtein liyasachas. Therefore, the kafif can make from two one, the two kafifis.
But one ear that is not dochik tashmishto, she'ein ear acheres mucholo.
It's not congested, there's no ear acheres.
V'yesh lo avir halbe.
This city has a lot of avir. Avir. Since it has a lot of avir, Ema nasiv lo kalfif, ema loy nasiv lo kalfif klal. Since it has a lot of avir, so you don't give it a kalfif. Kamash malon. If it has avir, we don't give it a kalfif. And here, so here, the double vifucha is here we're speaking about, because it has avir, you don't give it a kalfif. And what is over there? Over there, there's no avir. So then, that's where you give it. Whatever the svara is, since there's no avir, therefore you do give it a kalfif. It's very, the Rashi before was speaking about other inyonim. Rashi is very, very unclear on the davoin. I didn't find anyone speaking about this Rashi. Tuv Yehama was Ma'ira that by Emerson, Rashi is only repeating what the Mishnah says. If we look at the Lashon HaMishnah, we're saying now that the Sefer is going according to Rabbeya. But let us be Medayik the Lashon HaMishnah. Noisnin Kalfif Le'ir Divrei Rabbeya. So the Chiddush of the first Bava of the Mishnah is that you give a Kalfif. Noisnin Kalfif Le'ir. Fine, that's fine. One ear is deserving of one calf. Now let's go to our case. Im yesh lazu shivim ama v'sherayim, ulazu shivim ama v'sherayim. So now the Mishnah doesn't say noisnim l'shneim. The Mishnah says oise kalfif eshteim liyesechot. That means if we learn the Mishnah elech, this bava is telling us, not is telling us nesinis kalfifos. The Mishnah is telling us that oise kalfif, this kalfif makes from 2-1. Oise eshtayim liyis echot. The chiddush of the reish is a chiddush of nesine. The chiddush of the seif is a chiddush of asiye. That's the ivra in the Mishnah. That these two kalfifis will make both ayoris one. That is the chiddush of the seif. So, now the Gemara meant to ask, but if it says in the Sefer that the two make one, but Bechlal Masai Imona, I see from the Sefer that there you get two kafifas. So Memele, so I could understand the Reisha also, that in the Reisha you should get one kaf. So the Gemara says no, I wouldn't know the Din Nesine from the Din Asiyah. But Al Kaponim, it would somehow seem that the Chiddush of the Sefer is a Chiddush in making from 2-1. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. And that is why Rashi is marich in that Nekude. Rashi is speaking about what the Mishnah really says. That the Mishnah really is speaking about that these two kafifas are uniting the two ayores. And for that I wouldn't know the reisha, that one ear is entitled to one kafif. But it's very unclear. I saw one thing in the Minchas Yisrael, which the way he says it, it would be a little clearer, but the Lashon of Rashi is l'chayre, very not mashme, the way he says. We had a Gemara in Dafnun Heyamet Beis. The Gemara Dafnun Heyamet Beis says as follows. The Gemara Dafnun Heyamet Beis is speaking according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that by two ayores, I feel according to the Chachamim, you give two kafifis.
So the Gemara says as follows, V'yashmin en hosom, mishum de tchika tashmishtayo. Why do you give two kafifas by two ayoris? De tchika tashmishtayo. So let us see how does Rashi learn pshat there, and dafnun heyem at beis de tchika tashmishtayo. So Rashi says as follows, beis ayoris mamish, de tchika tashmishtayo b'chad kalfif. One kalfif, it's impossible that both ayores should be able to suffice with one kafif. Hilkach, therefore, she need two kafifes. It's hilkach kafif mechshev lechol chad ki'ir gufe. So each kafif is considered a part of the city. V'kiven de tzorich lo v'havi ki'ir. Since each ear needs a kafif, ki mechabri beis a kafif, es ki la yores mechuboris tomi. So Rashi says that since each ear needs a kafif, so since it needs a kafif, it's considered like this is part of the city. And if this is part of the city, so memele, so kilo ayores mechuboris tami. Now here Rashi explained that tashmishtayu means poshet the shimush of the year. That one is not enough, each one needs one. Each one needs one. So the Minchas Yisrael says, so Rashi had a kasha. If pshat in our Gemara would be similar to the Gemara before, so then the Gemara doesn't make sense later. So there, one is not enough for two, each one needs one. Masha ain't came one, so one will need one. Avulay tchiketash mishtaya, that means, tchiketash mishtaya means one is not enough for two. But one is enough for one. So mehichi teisi, by one ear there shouldn't be a kafif. Der kashet kahat Rashi. So therefore, Rashi learned a different pshat in Gans. According to Chiya Barav, the reason you give a kafif is not because of tashmish. The reason you give a kafif is because of noi. Because the ear needs noi. So Rashi learned as follows. By two ayores, you need noi, so therefore you give two kafifes. Masha ain came by one ear, you don't need noi, so merely don't give it anything. That's how the Minchas Yisrael says pshat in our Gemara, that Rav Chiya Barav learned different than Rav Huneh and Afnon Heyamet Beis. So he wants to say that two ayores need noi, so merely you give it two kafifes. One ear doesn't need any noise, you don't give it a kafif at all. But the lashon of Rashi is enish mashmazai. Because Rashi says, the hoyu le kreives ain lehem noye here bebeis kafifes, adika tfei. Rashi says, klol, there's no noy with two kafifes either. Rashi says, adika tfei. He says, pshat and Rashi, with two kafifes, there's noy. It's very, very unclear. Al kolponim, Al Koponim, so the whatever Pshat and Rashi is, but we would have a Havamine. We would have a Havamine that by, if we'd only say the Sefer, we'd have a Havamine that after by two Ayores, there are two Kafifes, because the Chiketash Mishtayu, whatever that could mean, but by Ir Achas is Loi the Chiketash Mishtayu, so I would think there's no Kafif. Phil, according to Rameya, is Kamash Malon. That's why you need these two bogus. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tznah. V'chein shloisha kforim ha-mishulosha. If you have three cities which are mishulish, and the Gemara and the Havamina learns, let's look in the picture on page 114, picture 63. That there were three ayores mishuloshim, they were equally divided, and they're all in one row. So it says in the Mishnah as follows: Tna v'chein shloisha kforim amishuloshim im yesh ben shnayim achitzoinim.
if there are between the two outer ones, meya va'arboim va'achas amo ushlish, if there are between the two outer ones 141 amis, oise emtsoi eshloshton liyois echad. So the middle one, because of the middle one, all three become one. And that means that if the one who lives on the chitzain, on the extreme left, could starts counting his tchum from the chitzain on the extreme right. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So because of the middle city, the one is permitted to go 2,000 amis from the opposite chitzain. Yes, Nachman. Yes, ben shnayim achitzainim meya va'arboim va'achas ama ushlish. Oisem tzoi. So the middle one makes as shloshton liyos echad. Taima the ika emtzoi. So the Mishnah Vayistah is klar that this whole halacha only applies if there is a middle city. Haleka emtzoi, if there is not a middle city, you'd only have two outer cities with kuf mem aleph ames ushlish bintayim loy tiyuvte de rafune. So it's a tiyuvte de rafune. According to rafune, the halacha would apply even if there would never a middle city, because by shtei ayores you give two kafifes. But according to Rav Chiya Barav, it's very good. It's going according to the Chachamim. And according to the Chachamim, if you would not have this middle city, if you would not have this middle city, you wouldn't be able to carry from the other Chitzoina, because you only give one Karfif Ben Shtei Ayores. But since you have a middle city, so therefore you can carry. Now let us see Rashi. Sutrashi, taimo de ika emtsoi, there is a middle city, the hashte, ein bein ir lo ir, since there's a middle city, there is no space between one ear and the other ear, ella kalfif echot. Now there's, because of the middle city, there's ein bein ir lo ir, ella kalfif echot. Now let us study the picture for 1 minute, picture 63, let us study. The way the Peirush Chai made the picture, so the Peirush Chai made the picture that between the two outer cities, there's 141 amis in the shlish. Now, if you're going to put the emtsoi in the middle, unless the emtsoi is a city made out of a tissue paper, you're not going to have a kalfif between each one. You're going to have much less. So why did the Tanna speak about 141 and a third? That's not the correct shear. If the whole purpose of the Tanna is that you should have between the Chitzain and the Emtsoi a Kalfif, so the shear is not 141 and one third between the two Chitzainim. The shear is a Kalfif between the Chitzain and the Emtsoi. That is the correct shear. So that is pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in this picture, Dachsachmir, is not correct. The Rashi in the Mishnah says, and this din, kuf mem aleph ushlish amo hainu beis kalfifos. Rashi did not want to tell us that kuf mem aleph ushlish, if you add, Rashi didn't want to tell us the plain addition, that when you add ayin aleph ayin v'shirayim, you'll end up the kuf mem aleph or shlish amos. That's not the mechuvan of Rashi. That Rashi wants to say, hainu beis kalfifos, that the Mishnah means, im yesh bein shnayim chitzoinim, if there is between the two outer ones, beis kalfifos, that means a kalfif between this one and the emtsoi, beis kalfifos, that doesn't mean kuf mem aleph, because he means there are two kalfifos.
That's what he means. There's two times a shear between the chitzain and the emtsoy, there's a shear kalfif, and between the other chitzain and the emtsoy, there's a shear kalfif. That's what the Mishnah wants to say. The Mishnah does not mean one long distance between the two chitzainis. The Mishnah means there are two kalfifes between the chitzainis and the emtsoy. That is what the Mishnah is saying. So this picture is not correct. The picture should be, there should be between the chitzin and the mtsoy, there should be ayin am of yishirayim. But between the two chitzinis can be verveisvos, it can be 200 amas, 300 amas. It all depends on the reichiv of the mtsoy. That is what Rashi was madgish in the Mishnah. Al kolponim, so the Gemara, let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, according to Chiya Barav, it's very good. We need an irem tzoi in order to create that there should be a kalfif between the chitzayne and the mtzoi. Then it's mutter. Without an irem tzoi, the two chitzaynes cannot unite, even though there'll be kuf mem aleph amo v'shirayim b'nei. That's according to. That is according to Chiya Barav. But according to Rav Huna, Shver, why do you need them tzoy? Halekem tzoy loy, tiyufte de Rav Huna. Omar lecho Rav Huna, ha itmara lo. No, you're not learning correct pshat in the Mishnah. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Idi, Omar Rav Chanine. Loy mishuloshe mamish. It is not speaking about that these three ayores are meshulish in one straight line. El royin kol she'ilu matil emtsoyi beineyem. If you would put the emtsoyi beineyem, v'yiyu meshuloshim, ve'ein bein ze lo ze el kuf mem alef ama va'achas ushlish, osa emtsoyi shloshtom liyois echot. So let us look at picture 64. So picture 64 is telling us Rav Huna learned a different pshat. The Mishnah is speaking about that you have a mtsoy that is far away from these two ayores. And the Mishnah and between, if you'd lift up this emtsoy, and you'd put it between the two ayores achitzoynis, then there'll be 141 ames between the chitzin and the emtsoy. So for Kelta, 141 is not speaking about the two outer chitzoynis. There's a tremendous difference between them. The Mishnah is speaking about the two out, the difference in area between the chitzainius and the emtsoy, if it would be schlepped up. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us if without emtsoy, vot given bitter, because there's a greater distance. There's more than 141 ames between the two chitzainius, but the aldei emtsoy, so there's only 141 in the third ames between the chitzainius and the emtsoy. So nachem, let's see the lashon haGemara. Amar lecha Rav Huna, itmar lo amar Rabbe, amar Rav Ide, amar Rav Chanine. Loy mishuloshim mamish. It is not speaking about that all three ayores are in one row. Elo royin kol sheilu matil emtsoy beineyem. If the emtsoy would be b'neiim, v'yiyu mishuloshim, and then they would be mishulish, and then v'ein bein zeh lo zeh, and there wouldn't be between the chitzainis and the emtsoy, ela kufmem ama v'achas, kufmem ama v'achas u'shlish, osa emtsoy yashloshton liyois echot. Zot Rashi, Lai mishuloshi mamish b'shura achas al shlish yomid mirochoik keneged bein shnei achitzoynim, opposite the distance between the two chitzoynim. Kol shilu matil emtsoy b'neim kloima. Hodik toni b'masnisen im yesh bein beis achitzoynim kuf mem alef Not, you shouldn't learn the Mishnah, we're speaking about Taka, the distance between the two chitzoinim, that is only Kuf Mem Aleph Amen. No. Elamas Nisan de Merchiki Mehadodi Tuvit. The Mishnah is not speaking about the distance of the two outer ayores, because they're very far away. What is the Mishnah speaking about? V'hochi koma, im yesh avir, bein beis achi tzoinim, kidei lehismaleis emtsoi, this avir bein beis achi tzoinim, that you could bring up the emtsoi. V'lamed, and after the emtsoi would be there. V'lamed avir hanisha, and the avir that is still left over, bein emtsoi lechitzoine, mikan umikan, al kuf mem alef lekan, umeya vaboim vaachas lekan, da hainu beis kalfifais lishneim, that means in each of these three cities, between each one there are two kalfifis, royin, keilu hu nosen bineim. So we consider, like, already that this third city, this Emtsoi, which is not really Emtsoi, is Kilu Hu Nosim B'Neim, like, it would be there. The Hare, and if it's there, V'Rei Kulon Achas. And what happens? V'Yoytze Mei Achas Mehen. So if a person will go out from one of them, Leilech, Derech Achas Mechav Reiseho, Moideit Mechaymes Chavoto. So he is moided from the chayme of the chavuta. So memela we consider like this emtsoi is really there. So memela we added four kafifais in this area between the chitzayin and the emtsoi, two kafifais between the emtsoi and the chitzayin, another two kafifais. Avo im robo avir yoiser mikam. But what if you'll have, after you would take the emtsoi and put it there, theoretically, between the two chitzaynis, there'll be more avir than kuf mem alef ame, lo yamrinon roi, then you don't say roi. I saw a tshuvas chsam sefer, the chsam sefer is ma'ira, these last words in Rashi, are extra, he says. I mean, Rashi says, if there are the Kuf Mem Aleph Amo Bintayim, it's good. Now, Rashi was Moisef Avalim, Rova Avel Yosem Ikan Leim Rinaroin. I mean, well, that's what he said before. You need Kuf Mem Aleph Amo. So if there's more than Kuf Mem Aleph, what is Rashi? There's no extra word in Rashi. So the Chsam Sefer wants to bring a Raya from this Rashi, not like a Rov that asked him a Shaila. So he wishes to disagree with this Rav. The Rav asked him a shaila as follows. What would be the din? Let us look at picture 64. What would be the din if, let's say we have Chitzein Aleph and Chitzein Beis. Chitzein Aleph is on the right side. Okay, so let's say from Chitzein Aleph to the theoretical emtsoi, let's say there's 150 amis. Right. From chitzain base to the theoretical emtsoi, there's 141 amis. So the Rav wanted to say as follows. Now, if a person lives in chitzain aleph, so he has to start counting his tchum, his alpayim amis, from Chitzein Aleph. It's 150 amos away, this theoretical emtsoi, so he has to start counting from Chitzein Aleph. But he does get a bonus. As soon when he counted 150 amos, then this ear, and the ear emtsoi, plus Chitzein Beis, which is Teich 141 and a third, that is a din of Daladamis. Kol ha'ir, that's all one big ear of Daladamis. So Memele, so he has his 150 Amis and then valid Amis, and then he'll start counting light. He doesn't have 2,000 Amis, but he'd be able to gain. That means you don't need that from both. If it, from both sides it's 141 and a third, so you start counting the 2,000 Amis from Chitz and Beis. If it's only from one side, then Al Kaponim, but for one side we will say that it will unite with Chitz and Beis. Now Kaponim, that bonus he will get. That's what the Rav wanted to say. The Chasam Sofer says that's what Rashi is coming to say Nishtazai. Rashi is coming to say, that's why Rashi ended up Avim Roba Avil Yoisel Mikan. Rashi doesn't have to repeat himself. Rashi wants to say, even if on one side there'll be more Avil, so forget about the whole thing. This whole din emtsoi that you schlep, that this emtsoi you schlep up in the middle is only if after you schlep it on there'll be 141 in the third between both. But if you won't have this, you don't schlep up. Why is the lumdis, he says a beer, I don't understand. Our kaponim does zok tachsam seif, and that's how tachsam seif learned Rashi. Zok the gemara weiter. Zok the gemara weiter. Amalei rov elabaye. So rov est abaye shaila, kame yehei ben chitzoin leemtsoi. How far away, and this is a meire de kezach, we're lifting up Ayoris, and so how far away does this emtsoi have to be in order to lift it up, to be an emtsoi? Yeah, so, kami bechitzon, so, amalei, alpayimam, so, zut rashi, vikama yeirochik emtsoi mehen damrin en roim, alpayim. Hoyel the yochel lovoi mizu lezu b'lay eichet. Since it is possible for the emtsoi to come to the chitzein, so then we lift up the emtsoi and we connect it to the chitzein, which with 141 and a third. But it has to be such a difference, such a distance that you can come without an eirev. Yeah, that's what Abaye said. So he asked them, "Va'atu da amret kevosay derove berei derabe baravune mistavre." The Omar Yosim me alpayim ame. He said, "You said before. Let us look at to refresh our memories. Let us look at picture 26 at page 104. That Abaye had said that if you had an ear asuya kikeshes." And there's 2,000 Amis from the Keshes, there's more than 2,000 Amis from the Keshes to the Yeser. Afal Pikain, so Abai said, it is good, because the person who's living in the Keshes can go Derech Abatim, he can go up to the Yeser, and then he can go across from one side to the other side. Speaking about a little less than 4,000 Amis between it, some Mele. So therefore, you are moided the Tchum for the Yeshve Yakeshes from the Yeser, even though there is a distance of more than 2,000 Amis from the Keshes to the Yeser. So he asked him, here you say you need 2,000 Amis from them Tzoi to the Chitzoin, and you said before that even more than 2,000 Amis is sufficient. That was the Kasha Tabaye. So he answered him as follows. V'atu damrit kibosei derove berei derabe baravune mistavu dome yoisim yapayim ame. So the Gemara answers, hochi hashte. Ho som ike batim. Over there, this whole svara was because the keshes, the whole ear that was shaped like a keshes, so there were batim all along. So it was very possible for a person who was by the end of the keshes, he can go to the top of the keshes, or the raglaya keshes, derech abatim. So memele, so therefore, so was gate meron, that he can't go straight from the keshes to the yeser, but he can go with a derech aruche, he can go through the keshes, but there he is an oif and how to get there.
Hosa mike batim, hoche leke batim. Here there are no batim. Zogt Rashi, ואת הוא דאמרת לאלגה בעיר שסויה ככשס, תאפילו יש בין יסר לקשס יסר מאלפיים, הרי היא אחס, it's one city, מוידד לא מן היסר, even though לחיירה he can't get from the קשס to the יסר, so he says, no, there's איקבטם בקשס, תראי הדור בקשס, or persons living in the קשס, יוכל לא ולראשי, דרך בתי הקשס, Hoche bein emtsoi lechitzoine. This is going on later, Dachsi. But here there's no batim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omelei rove labaye kame yehei bein chitzoin lechitzoin. Now he asks him a different shaila. He says, we have here in picture 64 on page 114. We have here two chitzoinis. So what is the maximum distance that is permitted from one chitzain to another chitzain? What is the maximum distance? So he answered him, Kama Yehei, my nafkeloch. What's the difference? There's no difference whatsoever. Kol, the criteria, it could be a tremendous difference. But the criteria is follows. Kol she'ilu machnis emtsoi beineyem. Ve'ein bein zeh lo zeh elo meyo v'arboim v'achas u'shlish. Yeah, it's also good. It means there's no shir. We have to know, the ikir is, we have to know how wide them tzoy is. And if the after them tzoy would be lifted up and elevated, there would be kuf mem aleph amo shlish, b'neim, that's sufficient. So yes, then afilu dalid alofim amet, afilu will be 4,000 ames between the two chitzainis, omalein. He said, yeah, it's no difference. It could be more than 4,000 ames. So yes, then v'omar avhune ir asuya kekeshes, im yesh bein beiz rosheo poches mi arbas alofim amet, Moided in law mina yes. So then it becomes one ear. Moided in law mina yes. Ve'im lav. Moided in law mina keshes. So if there's more than 4,000 amis in between, or if there is 4,000 amis, you're moided ready mina keshes. It's only permissible if you have lost chumim. And over here, you're telling me it could even be 4,000 amas or more. Amalei hosom lekalemei mel moli. There you can say moli, hochi ikalemei mel moli. So what's the answer? The answer is, over here, we can take the emtsoi and bring it up. And when we bring up them tzoi, we're memalei that ruach with the yem tzoi, and now between each ear there's 141 and a shlish, so memalei, so that's good. There we can say moli. Hocho leke lemeima moli. But by a keshes, we cannot bring up the keshes. Now the shaila is why? Why can you bring up the keshes? Just like you say you bring up them tzoi, you can bring up the keshes also. Well, that we'll see in Tosfos. What is Rashi? Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, "Hoche beinem tzoi lechitzoine b'afilotuva b'avach eshir beinem tzoi l'malis k'demrine lekel meimem molyu meloi ha'avir shebeinayim." Here you can't fill it up. The ein lecha b'mele maloisoi. You have nothing what to fill it up with. It's very unclear what Rashi means. Why can you take the whole bottom of the keshes and lift it up? Al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says, and we'll have to wait for Tosfos. Omalei Rav Safra Rove. Rav Safra asked Rove Ashaila. Harei b'nei akistfoin, de maschinelo trume mehagise da altshir. ובני דה ארצ'יר משכינה לו תחומה מהי גיסה דה אקיסטפוין, האיקו די גלס דה מפסקס יסר ממאיו וארבוים ואחס ושליש. Let us look at picture 66 and page 150. We have here two cities. We have one is Aktisfain and one is Archir. And looking between these two cities, we have here a river, Digelis. Now, the people, that's how they were noyik, the people from Archir, they would start counting their tchum, 2,000 ames, after the city of Akitzvain ended. So each one counted his tchum from the end of the other city. So the shaila was, we have here a separation between these two cities, which is Digelis. And this Digelis, if one will measure the distance between these two cities, or the width of Digelis, it's more than 141 amis. A shlish. So what is mechabel these two cities? You have more than two kafifas over here. And Maiserav, the people, was counted their tchum from the other city. How did they do this? That was the kash. Amalei Rav Safcha l'Rav. Rabnei Akistvain, the Mashchinen l'tchum, they measure their tchum. Mehai Gisa da Archer, from the other side of Archer. O Bnei da Archer, Mashchinen l'tchum, Mehai Gisa da Akistvain. Ho Iko de Geles de Mavsiko, there's the Gelis that is Mavsik, Yeser mi Meyo va Arboim va Achas Ushlish. So, how does it work? Nofak, Achvile, Hanech at Mooso de Shure, the Mivli be the Gelis ba Ayin Amo Vishirai. So he showed him, he says, you're looking from one side to the other side. If you look in the Veinik, there are some atmosa de shura, that means there are some remnants of walls, used to be some type of a dire, some sort, which was toich ayim amo vishirayim, to each of the cities. So memele, so that is mechaber, haste, so you can go from here to here, from here to here. So memele, that's mechaber both cities. That's what he answered him. Now, the Sam Sefer asks that how does that help that it was Teich Shivim Amo Vishirayim, he held, if you can't get to it, he says, if it was, the Gemara would say there was a bridge, the Halbetzalim. But the Gemara Vaisteis, there's no bridge. So since what is the difference if you can't get to it because of distance, or you can't get to it because you're not allowed to go on a ship on Shabbos, but you can't get to it. So this should not help the situation. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. The Chassam Sofer, because of this kasha, wants to say, we had a Gemara in Shabbos that, it is for a Talmud Chochem, it's possible to go on a ship with a harame. Moran Shabbos Tavkuf Lametesam at base. He lay down there and he was sleeping and the other. I got some ice. But al kaponim, it's possible to somehow to get on a ship and the guy will take you on the other side. So Mamela, so since there is a possibility to get there, that's why it can be machaba, these two ayores. That is the Gemara, and now we'll be able to understand Taisvis. Let us see Taisvis. Ravuna Omar, noisning karfif lezu, vikarfif lezu. Ravuna says that if you have two ayores, so memele, you give two karfifis, nirleri, tidavke bishtei ayores. If there are davke two cities, it says, by two ayores, noisning kaf of luzu. Davke bishtei ayores, noisning kaf of luzu, the kaf of luzu, le rabon. The chamoy shall le rab meyer ir davke. According to Rab Meyer, that the din chutzo was only said by an ear. There's no din kafa by a bias. An ear is entitled to one kafa. So according to the Chachamim, the din kafifes were given if there are two ayores. So then you give two kafifes. The Chachamim shel Rav Meir irdavke dokro kodorish. Who are din le rabbonon that the din of two kafifes the beis ayores tafke. You need two cities. Lafuki abul iru bayis. What will be if you have a ear and a bayis? Ein noisnim lohem shnei kafifes. You will not give two kafifes from an ear and a bayis. Elo davke, then there's another shir. If this bias is toichshivim mama v'shiraim le'ir, misaberes le'ir, so then it's considered a continuation of the ear. V'chein im yesh bias achet toich ayin mama v'shiraim lo yisay bias, shel ir achas yecholin la'asayz buganim k'moy sheyirtzo. That is, I mean, here, if you're going with batim in an ear, you could extend the ear with buginin, with houses all along, and each one is toich shivim ama v'shirai. Kidom aboisin pasin, asisu mi barnish lebeiknish to the Daniel. You walked from barnish to the space aknesis the Daniel, da havet losi parsi, amai samchise abuginin. So he told him, no, kinofik achvalei masvoso. He showed him the cities, the mivulon besoich ayin amma v'shirai. Ayin amma v'shirai. So memela, so what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that there are two halachas. If you have a ear that's functioning as an ear, then there's a din of shtei ayores, and according to Rav Huna, there's a din of shtei kafifes. Calls man, you don't have an ear, you have a bias, or it seems this masvoso, which was a dead city, so it doesn't have a din of an ear, so then there's a different shear, then there's a shear of if it's teich, ayin ama vishirayim, it becomes attached, it becomes nitpal to the ear, and we consider like kilo the ear continues till this bias. Vahashti osi shapir, so Taisvah says now will be very good, but we just learned. Hode bishmaite domale rafsaf lerove, hani b'nei aktisvoin, de moshchelu tchuma mehai gise da alche, homapsiko digeles tavet fei mikuf mem alef ames ushlish. So memele, what was wrong? The whole thing was wrong because it was more than kuf mem alef ames. Aber weiss es to be kuf mem alef ames, it would be good. So why would it be good? Because it seems he held like Rav Huna, that according to the Chachamim, that by noisnin shtei kafifes l'shtei ayoret, so if there'd be kuf mem alef, he wouldn't ask any kasha. The problem was, there was more than kuf mem alef ames. Hash the maskil shlish ukuf mem alef ames, the have a base kafifes. The mishum da airi bebeis ayoret. So yes, but this morning kuf mem alef. The gabi rove, what did rove answer him? Nokak da achvele atmoso de shure. He showed him there were remnants of walls. The mivlon teich tchum b'shivim ame v'shirai. Told him a different number. So why do you have to go different numbers? Let's say the same number. He said it was more than kuf mem alef. No. There's atmo the shure in the kuf mem alef am. Yeah, he didn't know about this. He said it's not more than kuf mem alef. It is kuf mem alef. So why does all of a sudden he starts talking about a number of ayin ame v'shirai? So that he says, according to me, is gevaldi, because the whole halacha of kuf mem alef ame is the Mishnah's meiradik meduyik is davke. The din of two kafifes only applies to shtei ayores. A bias and a ir, there's no such din. That's not shtei ayores. Then there's a different shir. Then there's a shir
of Ein Ame Vishirayim, but there's no din of Shtei Ayores. Agavuche, the Ri is Meiradik Marich over here, because we don't know what's on the other side of the coin. The Rosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, when the Tam holds that, according to Rafune, who are din abayis in the ear, you give Shtei Kafifes. That Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, the Riyatzach Gigaltot is going to prove Nitvit, the Ri is saying here not like the Rabbeinu Tam, emphatically, and he's saying that there's a chilik between Shtei Ayores and Abayis and an Ir. And he forgot the Rosh asked this kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Nira, now Taisus goes further. The Afilu Bayis Ubayis below Ir. What'll be if you don't have a Ir at all? You have two batim. Nois Nim Lehem Kafif Achas L'Shteim. So there also you will connect the din of ayin amo, that's a din chibu that attaches one, that's a dover hamechaber shtei dvorim. So you can attach, not only becomes nitzpal to the ear, shtei batim shein besoich shivim amo v'sharayim, so it's called like one big bias. And the person who's living in bias aleph, can, his chum starts from the end of bias beis. The Eloi Teima Hochi, because if you won't say like this, Ir She'ein Lo Choyme Bame Yishabru Ka'achas. How do you have an ear? What is the difference between an ear? When do you have a whole ear and you start counting at the end of the ear? When do you have Batim Yechidim? Im Loi Al Yid. So if there's a Choyme, so the Choyme connects the whole ear. But if there's no Choyme, it's no svara that the houses have to touch one the other. So kaponim, so Taisvis is marich and telling there's two dinim. There's one din of shtei kafifis which applies only by shtei ayores. There's another din that we connect to an ear, a bias to an ear, a bias to a bias, v'nistach shivim amav v'shirayim. Ulefize, l'rabchiye barav, d'oma karfif echod l'shteyim. According to chiye barav, now Taisus got into hot water already. According to chiye barav, by shtei ayores, you give one karfif. Shkoyach. Shtei ayores, you give one karfif. Afil shtei batim, you give one karfif. What's it to shtei ayores? You're right, it's a good kasha. According to Chiya Barav, the Mishnah is talking before Taisus was going with a knack. It says, Beza Yoris, Adina Beza Yoris. That was very good. According to Ravuni, you give two kafifis, so it's Adina Beza Yoris. But according to Chiya Barav, then you give one kafif, so then the Beza Yoris, Vertach Abyssal ain't. Well, what's a Beza Yoris? A little two houses. Is ein khanami lab dav ke od kamri rabon on beza yoris du adin bayis u bayis who adin bayis bayis will also be the same then ela agav de noket ramei eri rachas noket rabon on beza yoris